Everyone has holiday food traditions that can be traced to individuals or to family ethnicity or nationality, and sometimes to a wider community. Every Christmas I can remember, I've eaten pasta frolla, which is a dessert associated with berry, and which I love in the way that Pee Wee Herman loved fruit salad, which is to say that I'd marry it if I could. Technically, pasta frolla is an Italian shortbread crust. Google it and you'll find plenty of instructional videos. But in Barry, pasta frolla refers to a specific dessert, shortbread crust smushed into a pie dish, topped with jelly, like apple, apricot, or red currant, and baked in the oven. Italian women made it in Barry after they came with their families to work in the burgeoning granite industry at the turn of the 20th century. Sometimes you can even find a recent obituary that mentions a Barry Italian woman's Christmas pasta frolla. Pasta frolla similarly made its way to Argentina as part of the Italian diaspora, where it remains a cultural dish. Italian immigrants were dedicated to food. Historians like Hacia Diner have written about how the pervasive hunger and class divisions in Italy motivated Italians newly arrived in the U.S. to prioritize food. Italians spent more money on food than other immigrant groups did, and they imported items and started their own American food businesses, in the process creating a uniquely Italian-American cuisine. Pasta frolla spread in Barry because the children of immigrants from different countries attended school together and then intermarried, creating mixed ethnic households, and because pasta frolla showed up in community cookbooks and at church events and was adopted by non-Italians. The earliest cookbooks in the Barry collection at the Vermont Historical Society, published between 1895 and 1916, feature recipes from women like Mrs. Smith, Holden, and Abbott. But by 1946, Italian women's recipes, including two for pasta frolla, were heavily featured in a Barry cookbook, and they have been ever since. The most recent cookbook in the collection is from 2011, and yes, it includes a pasta frolla recipe. Historians like Artis Cameron have credited immigrant women for spreading food traditions by sharing recipes across cultural lines. That practice continues so that my family's pasta frolla comes from my mother, not Italian, who learned it from an Italian neighbor woman with a Spanish last name. Similarly, my friend's Canadian, non-Italian aunt moved to Barry, discovered pasta frolla, and makes it every Christmas. These days, I don't live in Barry, but my daughter requests pasta frolla, and so the tradition continues.